Quite a few years ago, I was scheduled to give a talk at the Historical Museum on Madeline Island. In line for the ferry ride, I was charmed watching a young couple and their daughter, who was 3 or 4 years old, who was jumping up and down and clapping her hands with excitement. Finally, the line started moving, and soon it was their turn to board. Her parents smiled and told her to come on, it was time to get on the boat. She looked up in shock and horror and said, "No, you said we were going to ride on a ferry." I thought of her on Saturday, November 8th, when Russ and I took a ferry ride to Vancouver Island. I took more photos by far that day than any other on our British Columbia trip, even though I knew the vast majority of them would not turn out well. Birding from a huge ferry has a lot of difficulties, but I knew that oceanic birds called alcids would be seen, and because I've had so very few opportunities to see them in the wild, I wanted to have photos to study, both to verify the species I'd seen and to enjoy them after it was over. Most of the photos I took were of common murres and surf scoters, both which I already had better pictures of, but I also got a few distant shots at ancient murrelet, a species I've not seen since 1979. The pictures were far from great. They don't even qualify as fair, but they were fine for proving I'd seen this wonderful little saltwater bird. I also got to photograph lots of glaucous-winged gulls floating above the ferry. No one was feeding them, but they accompanied the boat on the entire crossing. Once we got to the island, we didn't have to say goodbye to the oceanic birds. We took a taxi to the town of Sydney, where we ate lunch at a tiny cafe on a pier. I had the best cup of hot chocolate I've ever had, plus I got to see a common murre swimming and posing for photos as close as I've ever seen one. And dozens of pelagic cormorants loafed on the piles, along with a single Brandt's cormorant. I'm amassing lots of photos of the cormorant found in the Midwest, the double-crested cormorant, including some on this trip. But before now, my only photos of these two West Coast species have been distant shots. And it was while shooting them that the sun came out for the only time all day, allowing me to capture the glossy greens and blues of their somewhat iridescent black feathers. I also got a few shots of a mewgull, a delicate, tiny species that otherwise resembles the ring-billed gull, and even took a few pigeon photos. Being on Vancouver Island with so many birds I don't get to see in Minnesota, I didn't spend too much time photographing ordinary pigeons. We had only a few hours on the island before we had to take the ferry back to the mainland, so we birded along the hike back to the ferry. Away from the shoreline, the cloudy skies and forested habitat made photography trickier. Most of my photos were taken at a very high ISO, but I didn't even care. I got lots of photos of golden-crowned sparrows and a few of a chestnut-backed chickadee subduing some kind of wasp. Even the grainy ones I got of that bird were the best I've ever taken of a splendid species. I wasn't feeling very well at day's end, so instead of riding on the top level of the ferry, where it was rather easy to go from one side to the other, we went down a couple of levels. Although we could see birds from only one side of the ferry on that level, we were significantly closer to them, and since I picked the side with the sun shining from behind us onto the birds rather than the side where the birds were backlit, I got better photos than I did in the morning. It was on the return that I got those thrilling glimpses and poor photos of ancient murrelets. I keep thinking about that little girl who wanted a magical ferry to carry her across Lake Superior. I sure hope that by now she's come to learn about the real magic we can experience in riding that other kind of ferry. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.